So we now have a new level of understanding of Shema Yisrael. It's not just talking about the Jewish people as a whole. We're recreating a story that happened around Yaakov Avinu's bed, where the Shvatim are there pledging allegiance to him, to Hashem. Shema Yisrael, this and Yaakov our father. The question is, why specifically does the Shema make reference to Yaakov? Of course, the simple reason is because this story at the end of his life happened to him. However, the Maharal, and he brings this in the Gurariye, in Bereshis, Kaf Ches, Yud Aleph, look it up. Say that Chazal saw in Yaakov Avinu the Sherish HaChibbav HaEchad, the root of connection and unity. And therefore, when he's running away, Vayifka B'makayim, he spends the night on Har Habayis. He places stones around his head. And at the end, Vayikach Etz HaEvan, it become one stone. Yaakov Avinu is the secret of unity. Because for Yaakov, all of the Bria, all of creation, has one purpose. Avodas Hashem. It's about bringing it all together. Yaakov Avinu is referred to as the Bechir HaAvos. It was choice of all the fathers. There's a Medrash in Bereishis Rabbah. It says, Rav Shlomo Yaakov says that Avram was saved from the fiery furnace of Nimrod in the merit of Yaakov who will come from him. Why? Hashem saw that there will be someone called Yaakov Avinu who will come from Avram and says it's worth saving Avraham in the merit of this descendant. That's what the pasuk says. L'chein kayama Hashem v'beis Yaakov asher pada es Avraham. That Yaakov redeemed Avraham. Why is that? Because Yaakov got to this level of complete perfection. And therefore, retrospectively, he was able to redeem Avraham Avinu from the furnace. Avraham excelled in Midas HaChesed. Yitzchak in Midas HaDin. Yaakov, though, is Emes, Shlemus, perfection, the ability to bring all one's talents, koichas, abilities, to avid Hashem. And therefore Yaakov lives a life of perfect balance. And in doing that, that's Titan Emes to Yaakov. He wasn't straying one way or the other. There were no loose ends with Yaakov Avinu. And as such, he's able to bring it all together. And he is the one through whom the Shema is taught. This sense of inner unity. Of being shalim with oneself. As it says, Vayavi Yaakov shalim. More than that, Yaakov is mitaso shlema. His bed is perfect. Meaning all of his children become shvatim, shifteka. Each one unique, special. Elevated, holy in their own way, all pulling in the same direction. Yaakov is representative of that idea of living with the truth, living for the truth, and integrating it into one's life within the lived experience right now and into the destiny that one places into the world.